Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
Yesterday, roadsnacks.net put out a list, the 10 worst places to live in Delaware. And you're thinking, well, the state's not that big. It could just be the entire state. There's 10 specific places. Some surprised me, specifically number one, but they base it off of things. It's not just an opinion. They actually base it off of FBI crime data, government census, Bureau of Labor Statistics, and Sperling's best places. So they looked at things like population density, highest unemployment rates, adjusted median income, high housing vacancy rate, education, and crime. Okay?
So it wasn't just that place looks a dump. It wasn't done like that.
This is not Petch and Amy's opinions.
No.
This is based off of actual data, facts, statistics. Keep your feelings to yourself.
This is all bona fide data and stuff that's made this list.
424-1234 if you think you know what the number one place is.
Yeah.
Number 10 on the list, Dover.
Okay.
Which we were just talking, you were out at
Dover yesterday.
You were at the mall?
Yep.
And this woman walked out. How old would you say she was?
The lady probably, I would guess, maybe late 20s, maybe 30.
Mm.
And she's come out of the restroom. All of a sudden, she's like, yo, bees! And then all of a sudden, two girls, like 6, 7, 8 maybe, came out
so
of the restroom.
So that's great. She refers to her daughters as bees.
Mm-hmm.
Mom of the
so
year
nice.
Right there.
So nice.
I wish I would have stayed in therapy, in psychology, because I would make a lot more money as a therapist
than
I ever would in radio. So number 10, Dover.
Okay.
Number 9, Cheswold.
Okay.
Never been there.
Okay.
Number 8, Frederica.
Mm-hmm.
I went to look at a house, apartment. This was before I moved into the barn.
Yep.
I went to look at this place, and he told me that the kid, who was a grown-up, lived with his parents. The kid was like 30, and he used to, he put fly tape or double-sided tape all around the molding of his door and would stick flies to it, dead flies to it.
That makes you want
to live
there.
So I can see that. Yeah, number 7 on the list of the 10 worst places to live in Delaware, Milford.
Wow.
I'm surprised by that.
Me too. Because I don't really... I mean, you see and hear odd things, but as a whole, I think actually Milford's probably a pretty safe place to live.
Yeah, I'll tell you that weird little thrift store I want to hang out by there across from Arenas.
Oh,
but
right.
Other than those three stores right there...
Uptown Liquors.
Yeah. But other than Uptown Liquors, that weird thrift store where they're always giving out free bread. I think the rest of it's fine. We've walked around it and stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Number 6 on the list, Wilmington. Which you think, okay, it's a big city. People talk about how the high crime rate in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. And you always hear people getting shot and everything else up there. Like, Wilmington's pretty shady. Wilmington's pretty scary,
it's like 70,000 people, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So out of 70,000 people, if 10 get shot a year, is that really... is that really that big of a deal?
But when I saw that list, I was like, that's kind of a way down the list.
Yeah, that's number 6.
Uh-huh.
All right, so these are all 5 and up. Woodside East.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That's round by Polytech. That's Woodside area. I don't know if that's Woodside East, but Woodside is round by Polytech. Area.
Okay. Laurel, which I have friends in Laurel. It's an all right place. There's nothing there.
No, nothing at all.
Rodney Village came in number 3. And in this, it said they know it's not, Rodney Village is a section of Dover, but on the census, it's listed as a separate place or something.
It's in between like Camden and Dover, isn't it? So,
sure.
Yeah.
Number 2 on the list, Delmar. I went to Brews, Blues, and Barbecue there a couple years ago. It was fields. Everything down, Sussex County, it's cornfields. I don't know how it could be horrible.
There's about 1,000 people live in Delmar.
Yeah. You ready? The number one place on the 10 worst places to live in Delaware?
Hang on 1 second, because we need a special drum roll for this one, Ernie. The favorite number one place is...
Harrington. The place I call home.
Isn't that just your luck?
It is my luck. It is my luck.
So how did Harrington make number one?
Harrington, they said it's got a very high unemployment rate, high crime rates, that there was actually one in 21 chance of you being mugged or your house being broken into.
Wow. Harrington has the third highest unemployment rate in the state at 6.1. It's actually under the national average, but for Delaware, it's really high. So there you go.
There are these people when I'm going home to the penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
I pass this house every day, and it's two older women, and they're usually outside, ripping cigs on their rocking chairs. And then every now and then there is a grown man who sits on the porch roof above them, also ripping cigs. And when I saw this, they're the first people I thought of.
There you go.
That Harrington earned the number one spot of the top 10 places, the worst places to live in Delaware. Do you agree? Disagree? 424-1234.